you're not going to start again in Europe the first game in the group stage, you're not going to be happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's normal, I think. But you support the team and try and impact it then when you come on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Jonathan Sexton responds to Rico Ione's Instagram jibes. There's light at the end of the tunnel for London Irish, and the big name Puma is set to swap the Premiership for the top couturiers. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Jonathan Sexton has responded to Rico Ione's recent online barbs. In excerpts from his upcoming book, serialised in the Sunday papers, Sexton recalled how the All Blacks centre told him, "Don't miss your flight home tomorrow, enjoy your retirement, you cunt," at the end of last year's Rugby World Cup quarterfinal in Saint-Denis. Ione responded by posting a picture of the incident to his Instagram story, soundtracked by the Cranberry Zombie and with an added clown emoji. But speaking to the BBC's Rugby Union Weekly podcast, Sexton revealed that such online carry-on does in fact affect him.
Like, I do care, but like, the most important is your, like I said, your teammates or your the people in your country. But like, I was a bit shocked by the reaction to that, because I toyed with taking it out, putting it in. But the reason I put it in was not giving out. Like, this is just what happened. Like, you know what I mean? This is just,
You're telling the truth.
Yeah, I don't really, and in a certain part of me was just trying to protect, because I got criticised after the game for my reaction, because people thought, oh, here's your man being a sore loser again, but they didn't see what set me off. So it was just me explaining why, you know what I mean? And I remember texting Joe after the game, and I said, look, I know it looked bad, me chasing your man after the kickoff, but it was, or after the final whistle, but this is what happened. You know, I'm sorry for my reaction, but... that's the only reason I put it in. I didn't do it to kick things off, or I didn't do things to... I don't really mind that it happened. You know what I mean? This is just why I reacted. And that's why, through the book, really, it's sort of just explaining, at that moment, this is what I thought. This is why I reacted the way I did.
Staying with the out-half theme, Ronan O'Gara has given his backing to Ross Byrne in his battle to nail down Leinster's number 10 jersey. Reports in this morning's Irish Times suggest that Kieran Frawley will start at out-half for Saturday's massive Interpro with Munster at Croke Park. While seeing the merits in both players, O'Gara revealed how he was impressed by Byrne in the toughest of settings.
What I'd say about this as a coach is the fact that you see so much more on the training paddocks than I, you or me would see on a TV. I know for one that I went all in against Leinster in the quarterfinal to try and pick a pass apart Ross Byrne's game, but he had the last laugh, man of the match, and I see him in a completely different light after that, because I think I underappreciated his capacity. I hope I didn't show a lack of respect. I don't think I did, but I think, like all competitors, he'll have a say. He's too good to not react. You know, he's been at all, if you go through it, he's been at all the big minutes for Leinster. Frawley is a complete, a brilliant rugby player, very, very talented, but he needs minutes, because in terms of minutes, he's a rookie in that number, but it's a massive opportunity for him. I think this, we'll talk a lot more about this over the coming months.
You can hear more of that chat with Ronan O'Gara on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast by becoming an OTB member now. Ireland supporters will be able to follow the draw for next year's Women's Rugby World Cup on the BBC's One Show on Thursday week, October 17th. Maggie Alfonsi will help Gabby Logan conduct the draw, with the match schedule to be revealed 5 days later. Ireland, of course, secured their place at the tournament in England by finishing third in this year's Women's Six Nations. There's light at the end of the tunnel for London Irish, it seems. Prospective new owners have applied to join next season's English Championship. The Exiles were banished from the Premiership in June of 2023 after missing a deadline to pay players and staff. They were then placed in the hands of administrators' Resolve, with debts of a reported £30 million. German investor Daniel Thomas Loitz has been trying to get a deal done for more than a year now, but revealed today that his Hockelani Group had emerged as preferred bidders for London Irish. They've also submitted an official expression of interest in joining an expanded second tier of English rugby next season. The championship is due to expand from 12 to 14 clubs. Fellow troubled clubs, Wasps and Worcester Warriors, are also seeking return to the game via the second tier. Should Hockelani and Lowitz's purchase get over the line, it would seemingly place the Exiles in a favoured position regards a spot in the championship. That's because Wasps and Worcester currently share an owner in Chris Holland, something not currently permitted by the English RFU. As recently as a fortnight ago, Holland revealed plans to redevelop Worcester's Six Ways homes. But today, Daniel Thomas Lowitz had this message for London Irish supporters.
My name is Daniel Thomas Lowitz. I'm the director and principal investor of Hukulani Limited. Today, I have some exciting news to share with you. We have officially submitted an expression of interest to the RFU to join London Irish in the Tier 2 Championship League 2025-2026. This is a major step in our journey to restore the club to the top level after 12 months of painful suspension. I'm proud also to say that Hukulani Limited has been named the preferred bidder for the London Irish brand, assets and intellectual property by the administrator, the Resolve Group. We offer strong financial backing, and we are thrilled to also have the support of former staff and players, including our ex-rugby chairman, Kieran McCaffey. Your passion as supporters is what drives the revival, and together we are eager to bring back London Irish to the rightful place in professional rugby. Thank you for your continued support, and let's embark together on this journey. London Irish coming back stronger.
Finally, French club Pau are reportedly leading the race to sign Pumas hooker Julian Montoya. The 30-year-old's contract at Leicester Tigers expires at the end of this season. Midi Olympique reported on Monday that a number of French clubs were giving Montoya the eye, but Rugby Pass claimed today that Pau are indeed the favourites among them to secure his signature. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.